1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longpine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longpine Auto Plaza, driven by LongpineAuto.com.
Truck season is going strong at Longpine Auto Plaza in Emporia. We have new trucks in stock, so you can drive one home today. Choose from our inventory of 2023 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab models, including a selection of LT models, LTZ models, RST, and High Country models, too. And all of these are in stock right now. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longpine Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at LongpineAuto.com. Come in today. Chevy, find new roads.
KVU News Time is 8:25. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on this Monday morning. We're pleased to have with us Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness administrators. We have Amanda Cunningham joining us. We have Lucas Moody joining us and Stephanie Anderson joining us as we talk about Stand Up for Mental Health, which is not that far away. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you in. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
Morning, sir. I am doing wonderful.
Awesome. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good. Well, Stand Up for Mental Health is, I believe, what is the schedule? It's on May 5th. It's a Friday night. And before we start talking about the tickets, the nuts and bolts details of how to get involved with this, Lucas, why should people come in and who's coming in here to entertain us here on the 5th?
Yeah, so we really have some pretty cool entertainers coming in. So our game plan as we were kind of building this new structure is we wanted to celebrate. You know, this event is really that celebrate Crosswinds, celebrate what the year was and all the hard work that our staff got to put in and all the things they did in the community and really that look forward into where we're going in the future. And so we really wanted to have something that celebrated all the hard work that's going on in the community in the mental health realm. And so we started kind of searching and looking for some comedians. I have a friend that runs a big improv troupe in Dallas that went to Second City in Chicago, which is kind of the home area and education spot for Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. Connected me with a guy and said, hey, I've got a connection to a comedian. And so we were actually able to talk and connect with a guy named Kevin Farley. Kevin Farley is actually Chris Farley's brother. And so he has a strong connection to the mental health realm anyway. And so as we were kind of talking, just so happened that his availability was there and he was able to join us for an evening. So we've got Kevin Farley as kind of our platform guy, kind of our big name person. And then we were able to connect with several other people. So Jamie Campbell helps do a lot of improv and comedy, sketch comedy, stuff like that in Kansas City. He was able to get a group of people together. One person actually works in a substance abuse mental health realm. And so it was kind of cool that we really tried to find those people that understood and had a passion for talking about mental health as well as the comedy style of things. And so we were able to kind of blend it really well together with some local talent in the Kansas City area. I don't know if you know a guy by the name of Tegan Trahoon or not.
We rub shoulders periodically.
Yeah. So you claim him, you kind of know the guy. He's going to be there. He's going to kind of help get us started and help from that local level of just getting people ready to go and putting some laughter in our bodies and just putting us in a good mood to celebrate the rest of the evening.
Awesome. All right, Stephanie, how can we get our tickets? And let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the other event details. We mentioned the date, but where is this going to take place?
It is at the Granada Theater.
All right.
You can get tickets from our website. We're using Eventbrite. And downstairs tickets are $75. You get dinner and drinks. Radius is catering. Doors open at 5:30 for that, so we'll have a presentation. And then you can also get balcony tickets, and the doors open at 7:30 for $20.
Okay, good deal. Let's talk sponsors, because with something like this, and especially with somebody with that national, international connection that Kevin Farley brings to the table, let's talk about the sponsorships that make this happen.
So we have a few big sponsorships. One of them is Variegated. He has helped us with our video presentation. He had a connection to mental health as well, so he was more than happy to help. I Am Design has been helping us out with design work, which is great because that's not my background.
Understood.
She makes everything look very pretty. And then we've got John North Ford, which makes sense since we have so many cars. And Moon Title and Escrow.
Awesome. Amanda, from your perspective, how important is it to have a public event, and really a public engagement event like this on the schedule for Crosswinds, whether it's to raise funds, raise awareness for what you do, and just raise the profile of mental health, mental awareness matters?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be so great about this event. So we've had some similar events and activities before, but this is wrapping it all together. So it's given people the opportunity to come, hear about what we've been up to, hear about what's coming down in the future, and then, again, just kind of come join us and have some fun. And we're going to be talking about mental health. And so just by being present, we're recognizing that mental health is something that we need to talk about and be aware of. And, you know, it's always great to get our name out there. Stephanie brought up the cars, and I think that people see those a lot. And that's probably been our biggest how do you get our name out there thing for the last 5, 6, 7 years. But hopefully this is something that can kind of take over and really show that there's more reasons than just our cars of why people are talking about Crosswinds and what we can bring the community and bring people together and hear about what's going on and understanding it more.
How has the need maybe developed, evolved, shifted through COVID-19 and now that we're officially on the backside of the pandemic, even though the virus is still there?
Yeah, I think the need continues to grow, and you know, some of that's related to the pandemic, some of that's related to ongoing stressors in the world, some of that's just continuation of what we were already seeing before. Life can be really difficult, and so we hope that the more we talk about it and more people know about the resources that we can get them in and get help before more crises-type situations come along. There's been a lot of activity around mental health, you know, with 988 and you know, here in our local community with our buildings and just starting those conversations, we've just been talking. We are seeing an influx of people need to come in. We are plagued by the same workforce shortage as everyone else. And so just really trying to meet that need and demand and keep up with it while providing good services can continue to be at our core need that we want to do.
And speaking of the building side, Lucas, how are things going with that campus approach that's really been in the news here, I would say off and on for about 15 months now?
You know, I really think that the word is always blessed when it comes to it. I mean, we live in a fantastic community. I mean, we get to serve 7 great counties, and we get to serve 7 great counties full of really giving and generous people. The campaign started off really, really strong. You know, we obviously have a nice hub of foundations in our local area that can kick things off really well. We've got a lot of great personal support. The buildings are under construction. One building is pretty much gutted. The Souder Family Center is getting ready for walls to be put up, electricity going in. So I think that we're in a really positive way. We're kind of at that point now where we're getting to see all that hard work start paying off because you're getting to see the physical things start getting done, and that feels good. We're not quite closed out with the campaign yet, but we're in a really, really good spot. We've raised well over $4 million now and feel like we're in a really good place to hopefully be kind of coming to that finish line and can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and know that we've secured the funding to continue to launch and grow the programs that our staff is working really, really hard to build.
Speaking of that, Amanda, where does the money from Stand Up for Mental Health, how does that help your overall mission, or does it wind up going into what Lucas just mentioned here about that campus setup?
Well, it's designed really to go into operation, so however we need to use it. Our hope would be that we close that campaign and we can truly put it into operations and outside of the campaign, but if we need to, it will help assist in that avenue as well, or it's going to cover other areas while we can, you know, contribute funds from other places into the campaign ourselves. So, you know, it's kind of wrapped up in all of it, and we're really, again, just hoping to get people in the room talking about mental health and recognizing it can even be fun to talk about. It doesn't have to be a big, drastic, negative thing. That it's a good thing. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to be whole person care and you know, be ready to take on whatever life throws at us.
I have to ask you guys, before we wrap things up, reset the schedule here for May 5th. What has you maybe most excited for Stand Up for Mental Health? And Stephanie, I'm going to – there's a lot apparently, isn't there?
I love stand-up comedy. My Netflix is full of it. I watch it all the time. So coming into Crosswinds and knowing that they were going to do a stand-up comedy, I was like, yes. And then getting Kevin Farley was just like the cherry on top.
So I'm excited for Kevin.
How about you, Lucas?
I'm really excited about seeing this blend of people that can come together for both a common cause, which is mental health, and know that they're there and we're supporting Crosswinds and things like that. But really just to see people come out to an event where we get to have a good time, where we hopefully get to leave with some laughter. I think anytime we can release the serotonins in our body and feel good, we leave. And I think the rest of the weekend, it just sets a really good pace for things to go forward. So I'm looking forward to being able to set a really nice undertone for people to kind of jump into next week and have some laughter and some smile on their faces while doing that.
Awesome. How about you, Amanda?
Well, those are really good answers. I think for me, it's my opportunity to get to share with the community the amazing things that our staff has been doing in the last year and what's coming ahead. And it's not enough time to give it true justice, but it's going to be fun to really show a lot of the internal growth that we've had in programs and ways that we can help take better care of the community, because there's a lot of great things when we look back at 2022 and look forward already into early 2023 and farther. So that's really exciting to me.
Outstanding. All right, Stephanie, let's reset the schedule. Again, we got Kevin Farley, Tegan Trahoon, Ty Clay, Evan Christian Gold as our comedians. Jamie Campbell's the host. How do we get our tickets, and how much are the tickets here for the 5th?
Tickets are on our website, crosswindsks.org. Downstairs tickets are $75, and you get dinner and drinks from Radius. Doors open at 5:30. You can also get tickets for the balcony for $20, and doors open at 7:30 for that, for the comedy show.
All right. Again, crosswindsks.org is where you want to get the all the information that you need. Funds, emphasis on fund, needed for Crosswinds. Stand Up for Mental Health is coming up May 5th. Amanda Cunningham, Lucas Moody, Stephanie Anderson, thanks so much for joining us here. Hopefully we'll get you on one more time here before everything launches here next Friday. So looking
all
forward
right.
to guys
That's
having
great.
Us.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chuck.
All right. Again, Stand Up for Mental Health coming up next Friday, May 5th at the Granada Theater. And if you want to be part of the morning show schedule, it's a very easy process. Just call us at 620-342-1400. You can also always email us, kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we will have Robert Seaburns joining us in the 820 slot, and the reason is we're looking ahead to later in May for the annual Flatland Cruisers Car Show.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. KVOE Live and Local, it is 836, sunshine and 46 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
The race is on to rescue diplomats and citizens from Sudan. Over the weekend, there was a dramatic nighttime U.S. rescue mission from the country.